My name is Kara Walker, and we're at the Domino Sugar Refining Plant in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, looking at my art installation. I feel like describing the piece in as seductive terms as possible. We're sitting in a very tall cathedral-like room with 50-foot ceilings, industrial pylons all the way through, covered with molasses and residue of sugar from the days when this place held sugar. And in the sort of back third of this space, there's a 30-foot high sphinx-like woman made out of sugar. So she's being attended to by about 15 5-foot tall resin and or candy and or molasses constructed boys. These boys are very cute, let's say, sort of large head, plaintive eyes. They are somewhat obscured by the different coatings of sugar, molasses, or dustings of powdered sugar. And some of them are carrying baskets in front of them. Some of them are carrying baskets behind them. Some of them are carrying bananas over their shoulders. But each one is sort of recognizably, let's say, quote, African in appearance. And the ones that are made of candy are set to melt and or crash to the ground at any moment. I guess the thing about making a sphinx is that she contains the riddle. And there are many, many, many questions that can be asked. Whether or not they get answered is kind of debatable. I think that my work is sets out with a lot of questions, and the object itself does the answering, but sort of without words. So I guess it would be best if I ask some of the questions. And the questions that her body contains are questions about: where does sugar come from? Why is sugar produced at such large quantities? Why do we desire the sweetness of refined sugar? How did it come to pass that sugar went from being a very luxurious spice whose qualities were considered medicinal and almost as expensive as gold in the northern Europe of King Henry IV, to being this ubiquitous paper packet that we put in our tea or coffee routinely many times a day? How much sugar does that amount to, and again, at what cost is it being produced? I believe that in parts of the Caribbean where many Americans get their sugar, some of the labor conditions are the equivalent of what they were 100, 150 years ago. So again, at what cost? In the 200 years ago, before the abolition of slavery, there were British abolitionists who equated sugar with the blood of Africans, and it was called literally blood sugar. And there were many descriptions contemporaneous, you know, with the abolitionist movement that described the horrible conditions and the depravity of that is slavery as being something that should be on the conscience of any European or, you know, American when they consume sugar.